Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spirit guide channeler and spiritual life and business mentor. And I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from Bozeman, Montana, where we are expecting snow this afternoon. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of December 11th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And tomorrow is the 12th day of the 12th month of the year. And in numerology and spirituality, that's kind of a big deal. So the number 12 is important in different cultures for many reasons, and we can see 12 showing up everywhere. The calendar has 12 months. The hours of the clock are divided into 12 hours, and there are 12 zodiac signs in both the Western and Chinese zodiac. The number is everywhere. And breaking down the number reveals why it's considered so significant. 12 is clearly made up of a 1 and a 2, so in numerology, the number 1 correlates to new beginnings. And the number 2 is the smallest even number, and it represents good things coming our way in double. So this is an auspicious number for the Chinese because they believe good things come in pairs. The number 12 is considered a master number, and it's associated with spiritual enlightenment and self-awakening. And the number 12 is also about completion. It signifies the end of a cycle only to begin a new one. It means something is coming to a close and that we're approaching a new beginning. Now that's true with the date, but it's also true with the time and the number. So if you seem to glance at your phone when it's, you know, flashing 12:12, or you look at a clock and it's at 12:12, it may be a sign that something in your life is coming to an end or you've started a new beginning. And that's the energy of where we are right now. We're finishing up 2022 so we can move on to 2023 and another stage of growth and development. 12:12 is a reminder that we're in the final stretch of the year while anticipating the future and what's to come. And this has been coming up over and over in my readings with clients too. The future is starting to bubble up, and many of us are finally moving into our life purpose and the reason we're here this lifetime. It's fascinating to me. The COVID times like woke us up. We've had time now to integrate those changes, and then we're finally ready to step into our more connected and higher versions of ourselves and to move forward as these versions. And we're getting some time right now to think about what's next, to make decisions about what's next, to get clear about the future we want and then commit to it. One thing is for sure, the next chapter is more aligned with your soul journey. And you aren't alone if you're feeling unsure about where you are in life and what's to come. And this not knowing what's next can feel unsettling. We may feel a little bit lost right now and not sure what we should do, what's next, where we're going. But there's no need to stress if you don't know what's next. Just be in the unknowing this week. Now, this time could be called the fertile void. And the fertile void can be described as an experience where meaning-making ceases and being begins. Meaning-making ceases and being begins. And it could feel like an empty, hollow, tractionless sense of where we are and what life is about. And this is where we learn the art of being. You know, these are the shortest days of the year before the solstice next week when the days start getting longer. And these short days give us an opportunity to stay home, to snuggle in, to meditate, to journal, to be quiet, to reflect. There's no need to try to figure out what's next. Don't get in that angst. This is not about being in your brain. This is just about being. Just be quiet. Ponder life. Reflect. And the life-changing aha moments about what's next in life will come. So 12:12 is also called the Ascension Gateway. So many mystics believe 12:12 is a sacred code that accesses a gateway of enlightenment and helps raise our frequency as a way to reach these higher realms of consciousness. And these higher realms of consciousness allow us to access and figure out why we're here this lifetime. To figure out what we are here to experience. To figure out what's the purpose of life. We're talking about some deep shit here. And you get answers when you are quiet and just being. The answers do not come if you're trying to figure them out in your head. We're just being and quiet. And this is also the last week of Sag season. And Sagittarius season is an opportunity to make your mind and your existence grow bigger. So in Sagittarius season, you don't have to plan 5 steps ahead. You can just trust that each step you take will create these extraordinary, unimagined possibilities. You can just feel your mind and your heart expanding. So we want to take advantage of this time, this dark time, this slow time this week, because next week, some big changes to the energy are coming. We have the solstice. Jupiter moves into Aries, which helps us move forward. Capricorn season starts. We have a new moon in Capricorn. And at the very end of the year, Mercury goes retrograde. So there are a lot of changes on the horizon. So this week is our opportunity to just get quiet and think. Now, my favorite person and astrologer, Deborah Norton, and I will be doing a podcast about 2023 astrology and what to expect next year. We're doing that next week, and I will post that podcast next week. So to recap, this is a week to slow down and be in the fertile void. Knowing that things are happening, we just can't see them yet. It's like we are the seed that's been planted. It's germinating down there in the earth, but we just can't see that happening yet. We can't see the growth yet. It hasn't popped up. So just meditate, think, ponder, journal, take a long walk or maybe even a drive with no destination and just practice the art of being. So if you'd like some extra help from your spirit guides on figuring out what's next for you, my gift certificates are currently on sale 50% off. So treat yourself to one. This is also a great time to buy yourself a 90-minute gift certificate, which can be broken down into 3 30-minute sessions that only cost $42 a session. There's some big stuff happening right now with life purpose and where we're going and what's next. So it would be really great to treat yourself to, you know, a session once a month over the next 3 months to help you figure that shit out. I also want to thank all the coaches, realtors, loan officers, financial people, Reiki people that give me as a gift to their clients. I love being a gift. So one more thing to mention, my Montana spiritual retreats are also on sale in December. I'm only hosting 6 retreats in 2023, and 2 of them are already booked. So please make your reservation and save a little money. If you plan on coming this year, do that in December so you can save 10%. So I'll put a link to both the gift certificates and the spiritual retreats in the show notes, or you can just go to my website, abundology.com, for more info. So have a wonderful week slowing down and being. Thank you for passing this podcast on to a friend you think may find value in it, and I will talk to you again next week.